So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, and welcome back to another 30 minutes of Freedom Rings. I am Tommy Freedom coming at you loud and clear. Now folks, before I begin the show, I just want to relate something that I encountered this morning, which I just thought was really, really cool. I was going to the grocery store, and it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. They've got this stuff built up, and there's a couple of new businesses that are opening, and I got behind this big black SUV in this parking lot who was trying to find, I guess, one of these new businesses. So I kind of ran up kind of close to his bumper. Now, over the past several years, I've started to develop an astigmatism where my vision is kind of blurred a little bit. So I have to be pretty close to see license tags. And yes, here in the South, we call them tags. They're not plates. They're not license plates. They're not marker plates. They are tags. So I got a good look at this tag, and I'm looking at it because it was a little bit blurry, and I kind of focused and squinted and confirmed what I was actually looking at. It was one of the specialty tags that we have here in North Carolina, and I couldn't tell which one it was because I was focused on what the tag actually said. WPWW. Yep. White Pride Worldwide. How that made it past the censors in Raleigh, I have no idea. But folks, it warmed my heart to see someone with the guts and bravado to have that on there. The only thing that would have been even better would have been 1488. But to see White Pride Worldwide on a license tag, that was a good way to start the day. So getting into the show here, I'm going to go over a couple of different things. But what I want to start out with is kind of an update on the whole school shooting situation down in Parkland, Florida that I discussed last week. Now, since then, some new items have come up about that shooting involving a deputy sheriff by the name of Scott Peterson. Not the same Scott Peterson in prison for killing his pregnant wife, but apparently there are some stigmas with the name of Scott Peterson. If any of you listening are named Scott Peterson, I apologize. But anyway, this deputy was named Scott Peterson, and he was on duty on the school grounds when the shooting started. He was armed. It was his job to be a deputy sheriff. So when the shooting started, he came up to the building where the shooter was inside and set up a perimeter and waited for backup. Instead of going in and taking this guy out, which was the whole purpose in his being there in the first place. So when this was brought to light, he was immediately suspended without pay, and due to his age, he's got 30 years on the job, he immediately resigned. Now that in and of itself is bad enough, folks, but what you're not hearing from the mainstream media is that that was standard procedure. The sheriff down there, I forget his first name, his last name is Israel, no telling who or what he is, but he is an ardent liberal. who just happens to hold the office of sheriff, and use that as a platform to spread his liberalism. You see, it's their policy in these schools to have a 20 to 30 minute delay on all the cameras, the surveillance cameras. So this deputy had no idea what was going on in there because of the delay. And it has turned out that this is the sheriff's policy to have this delay on the recording equipment in all of the schools in this county in case the resource officer makes a mistake and screws up. They have a 20 to 30 minute window to go and edit and delete those mistakes and splice it all back together. Now, folks, when I heard that, I was shocked. And then I was outraged. What is the sense in having surveillance equipment if not to record the truth? That shows you the lengths that these people will go to hide the truth. And in this case, it cost us the lives of 17 children. That's the same number of children that were murdered in Waco, Texas, folks. 17, because of this sheriff's attitude and his hatred of society and his desire to hide the truth. A 20 to 30 minute delay in the images that are seen on those video cameras. That is inexcusable. I don't know if it's illegal, but something needs to be done about this. If it's not illegal, then it needs to be made illegal. And this guy needs to be removed from office. And folks, let me tell you, you'll never guess who has the authority to fire the sheriff. I'll let this sink in a little bit. Who do you think it might be? Could the county commissioner fire the sheriff? Obviously, the mayor can't do it because that city. The governor? Nope. The chief medical examiner, folks. The coroner is the only person who has the authority to fire the sheriff. And that was set up for a reason, because the coroner, obviously, is a position that you have to earn. It's not a bureaucracy. It's not political. But yes, Quincy could fire the sheriff. But this is just another example of what these people do and the way that they try and circumvent the law. It never ceases to amaze me what the liberals and the Democrats will do to hide their malfeasance. And just let me add here, folks, if you hear a chainsaw running in the background from time to time, my dad is out there cutting up wood. I don't know if I've told you this before or not, but my dad turns wooden bowls, and I've got him set up in a couple of really exclusive galleries. So he gets out there with the chainsaw to take these slabs of wood and kind of makes them into a generally round shape before he brings them in the shop and puts them on the lathe. Let me add also, my dad is 84 years old. And if you remember, I told you last year he had fallen and broken his back at the age of 83. Well, he bounced back from it. He's a little bit slower now. And yes, there's the chainsaw in the background as we speak. But at 84 years old, he is still out there every day making these bowls and, as you can hear, running the chainsaw. Folks, I gotta tell you, when I'm 84, I hope I'm still in as good health as my dad, because he never ceases to amaze me, and I am so proud of that man for what he does at his age. So, kudos to him. But getting back to the whole situation in Parkland, because it's not going away. For some reason, this time, folks, you got these high school students out there flapping their gums, spouting off about things that they know nothing about. And on that note, there was a female student who was speaking in Tallahassee last week, and she was very articulate. You listening to her on the radio without seeing her face, you would never know that this was a teenaged girl. Very, very well-spoken. And she was, of course, ranting about banning guns and why do we need these assault weapons. And then she said something that absolutely floored me, folks, which shows the ignorance on the left. She wanted to know why someone could walk into a building, spend $139, leave that building, and then go shoot up a school. She actually thought that you could buy an AR-15 rifle for $139. In a way, that's laughable. But by the same token, it shows you the mindset of these people. They have no clue. It reminds me of Rain Man, when the brother was asking Dustin Hoffman, you know, what does a car cost? About $100. What's a pack of cigarettes cost? About $100. And when I heard this girl, that's immediately what I thought about. She had no clue whatsoever the cost of these firearms. No, you can't just walk into a gun store with $150 and come back out. You know, that reminds me of that idiot from a couple of weeks ago when I was telling you that thought my 50 BMG for $33.95, that he was going to buy it with a $50 bill. No, these people have no concept whatsoever the costs involved. And that's not only what they have no concept of whatsoever. They have no concept whatsoever of the law, of how people think and how people act, and what people will do. If you banned assault weapons here, which happened back in the 1990s under Bill Clinton's term, when did all these school shootings start, folks? Columbine. That's the granddaddy of all school shootings, right? That was in the height of the assault weapons ban. Those weapons had already been banned when those two jerks used them. So banning assault weapons is not going to end school shootings by any means. About 25 years ago, there was a big shooting with an AR-15 up in, I believe it was British Columbia. It was in Canada somewhere. But the perps had crossed the international line, had purchased those guns in America, had transported them back across the international lines. How they did that, I have no idea. So all that goes to show you is that if you try and ban something, people will get it elsewhere. Marijuana is illegal in most places, but you can still go to California, Colorado, I think now Oregon, and buy it legally, and then transport it back, which is illegal. It doesn't matter. You have purchased it legally somewhere else. And when those opportunities are gone, the black market exists. You will always be able to buy these firearms if you want them. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Although, as someone once said, guns don't kill people, dangerous minorities do, which is probably a better description, because most gun crimes are caused by minorities. Unfortunately, most mass killings are committed by whites. Why? I don't know. But we don't need to be looking at banning the firearms. That's not going to solve the problem, folks. What we need to focus on is why society has changed over the past 50 years that I have been living and breathing air on this planet called Earth. And it's meds. It's medications. It's these psychotropic drugs that are being prescribed for no reason. You think we have an epidemic with opioids? What we have an epidemic with is crap like Ritalin and everything else out there made to alter your behavior. And a lot of these medications, the side effects are violent behavior. What in the hell, folks? These doctors are prescribing medications that are turning our kids into killers. This is in addition to playing these violent video games and watching these violent movies, which conditions them to be used to killing. Then they get on these drugs, which completely takes the edge off of everything. I mean, anyone who's ever had a couple of drinks knows. You get a little bit of alcohol in your system, you become much more brave, much more aggressive. What do you think is going to happen if you are conditioned to killing people on video games and then you get on these meds? These people are out there screaming bloody murder. They're blaming the NRA. They're blaming Donald Trump. They're blaming you and me. They're blaming the gun manufacturers. Why don't they look at these doctors who are prescribing these medications? If you want to throw the blame somewhere, throw the blame where it belongs. The NRA couldn't have stopped this. Those doctors could have stopped this. Donald Trump couldn't stop this. Big Pharma could have stopped this. So these people need to focus on where the problem is actually originating, not throwing the blame on someone simply because you are of a different political party. But that's what this whole thing is, folks. This whole thing is an attack on the Republican Party and Donald Trump. This is nothing but an excuse to go after the President of the United States and those of us who support him. It's an attack on Republicans. It's an attack on our freedoms. And it's an attack on us. Because we love freedom and we love this country. And folks, the liberals and the Democrats do not love this country. They hate it. Barack Insane Obama is proof of that. They hate this nation. They hate our freedom. They hate our liberties. They hate everything it stands for. Because liberals are deep down inside infant communists. It's absolutely disgusting. And the sad part about this whole thing is that the communist and socialist utopia that they think that they're trying to put us into, when they find themselves there, they'll realize their mistake. But by then, it'll be too late. Gotta take a quick break here, folks. I'll be back in a jiffy. Don't go anywhere. Oh, yeah. It's a really cool article I found on a guy who found a camera on his property that was put up there by the feds, and he took it down, and they want it back. Stick around.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So, about this story about the guy who found this spy cam on his property, it's pretty interesting, folks. Apparently, last November, there was a rancher. He also happens to be an attorney, 74 years old, and he was walking around his ranch, which is located a little bit south of Encino, Texas, and he found what, for all intents and purposes, looked like a trail cam, you know, a game cam. It was about 8 feet up in the air, and it was hanging off of a mesquite tree. This was on a property that was located near his son's home. So it was encased in green plastic, and it had a transmitting antenna. So it wasn't like you could record the stuff, come back later on and get it. This was a live action game cam. So he didn't know what it was or how it got there, so he took it home. Now, not too long after that, this guy started receiving phone calls from Customs and Border Patrol officials and the Texas Rangers. Now, both of these agencies claimed the camera as its own and demanded that it be returned. Now, how could it belong to both of them? However, this guy refused, and then they threatened him with arrest. He had government property. Well, that government property was on his property. Now, this guy has had no run-ins at all with the local CBP agents. And this goes back several years. He took the camera on his property as being the last straw. Oh, I'm sorry. I read this wrong. He has had run-ins with local CBP. So this was the last straw, because he was apparently tired of agents routinely trespassing on his land, and even after complaining several times, he was frustrated that his grievances were not being heard. As a possible way to ward off the threat of arrest, he sued both the agencies, along with a named CPB agent by the name of Mario Martinez. The farmer accused them of trespass and of violating his constitutional rights. Interesting. So his attorney says, my client is 74 years old. He's a lawyer, been practicing for almost 50 years. He has no criminal history whatsoever. He's a law-abiding citizen. He's a respected lawyer and a senior citizen. To have put him in jail would have been, forget the indecency of it, what a way to end a career. So this whole thing is we're finding out here the way these things trickle down. As of right now, that camera is in possession of this farmer's attorney. Let me scroll down through here, because it goes on to say the border isn't where you think it is. Now, this guy's ranch is situated at the 35-mile marker due north from Laredo along Interstate 35, just 3 miles south of the small town of Encinal. The nearest U.S.-Mexican border crossing is at Laredo. All right, so that puts him at 35 miles inside the U.S. Here's where it gets tricky, folks. Because the area where agents can go onto private property is within 25 miles of the border for the purpose of patrolling the border to prevent the illegal entry of aliens into the United States. So they were 10 miles beyond their legal border with this camera. Now, think back, folks. How many times have we seen on YouTube videos of people traveling across Arizona, like way inside Arizona, like on Interstate 10, you know, 150, 200 miles inside the border, you know, and getting pulled over and being asked to show their ID and state their citizenship? It's wrong. It's completely wrong. So something I wanted to bring to your attention, because this is going on every day. Yes, we need to patrol our borders. But these guys need to understand that they're trespassing. Now, I don't know Texas laws or Arizona laws or New Mexico laws or California laws. I know the laws here in North Carolina, and I know what it means when you properly post your land, and if anyone comes on it, including a cop, they are in violation of the law. The only exception here in North Carolina is fish and game. For some reason, they can trespass. I don't know why. But this is just showing how far our federal government is encroaching upon our rights. Now, do we need to patrol the border? We sure as hell do. But we don't need to do it by illegally putting these cameras up. All they had to do was ask this guy, hey, do you mind if we put these cameras up? And he would have had two answers. One was yes, the other was no. If no, they could have gone somewhere else. If they'd have asked him nicely, he probably would have said yes. You know, maybe don't put it here this close to my son's house or this close to my house, but put it over here, you know, along the border where you're not going to be recording me and what I'm doing. that probably would have worked. But again, we're dealing with the federal government who refuses, for some reason, to acknowledge the fact that we actually seem to have something called civil rights. Now, I've had similar situations, not with the government, but with people in general. When I first bought the property that I have up there at the ridge that I sometimes broadcast from, I got, it's close to 50 acres. It's a huge tract. But there was a road that went through the property that was made by the guy who had sold it to me. And for years, it was used as a Jeep trail and for off-roading and some sort of stuff. But it was not a legal right-of-way. I actually contacted the North Carolina DOT, gave them the exact location, and they said, no, this has never been under North Carolina DOT regulations. So, yes, it's yours. So I immediately put a gate on one side and one on the other. I posted it according to North Carolina state law to make it legal against trespassing. And one day I was up there, I was working down the woods. I was trimming out some pines to get some stuff cleared out. And I heard the sound of ATVs coming up my private road. Now, since I had driven up there through the creek, I had unlocked the gate and opened it. But on the other side, you know, it said keep out and no trespassing. Keep in mind, when you turned off the road, it said private drive. Now, I was down in the woods. I ran up to my cabin. I had no time to grab my jacket with my badge or my sidearm. The first thing I grabbed was a 12-gauge shotgun. So I ran down towards the noise, and there were three ATVs up there on the ridge running circles around through my wildflower meadow. I hollered. They didn't hear me. So I did something which, folks, to this day, I sort of regret, but then again, I don't. I didn't fire the shotgun into the ground. I didn't fire it straight up in the air. I fired it over their heads, which got their attention. And then, of course, they started screaming and yelling. I said, you're on private, posted land. And the guy said, this is a state road. I said, no, it's not. This is not a state road. This is a private road. You came past a sign that said private drive, and you went through a gate, and it was posted no trespassing. And the guy starts waving this map around. And folks, see, that's the problem. Once these things were put on the maps years ago, it showed up on every other map-making company. They borrowed that information. So he's waving this map around, trying to claim that he was on a state road. I said, no, you're not. You're on private land. And at that point, I brought the shotgun down. I said, get off my land. And they left. Felt a little bit badly about it afterwards, you know, that I'd fired a live round over these guys. But, I mean, that's what it took to get their attention. And that's the problem that we're facing with our private property. People encroach on it because they think that they, for some reason, have a legal right to be there. And 9 times out of 10, folks, they don't. I'm tired of people trespassing on my land, and I think this guy is too, and I hope he wins. So on that note, I am out of here, folks, because I have pushed it to the limit. But anyway, I'll be back next week. So until then, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends, you take care. Out for now.